What's up, everybody, and welcome to What the Funcast, episode 10.1. Ooh. It's like 10, but a little bit sweeter. So we are, as promised, we are all here, myself, Ahmed, and Logan, and we are hot off the cuffs of the Microsoft E3 press conference, and we wanted to dive right into it and give our impressions of what we thought. So, Logan, Ahmed, what do you think?
Well, first of all, hello, but also, I don't know, man. It was... I'm sure.
Okay, let's start optimistic, and then we'll get into the pessimistic. So, Logan, do you want to go?
No.
Do you have anything better than that?
No, not really.
Okay. So, I mean, okay, so let's start with some of the good stuff. So we started off strong with Halo, right? That was pretty big. It was kind of cool. There's like, you know, I don't know, the opening trailer was pretty cool.
Was it big, though? Because, like, they didn't show anything. It was like a teaser, and then that was...
Okay, all right, we're getting there. Hold on. So, so I think that Halo was big to start with, but I think that the message was poorly conveyed, very poorly conveyed, because the whole show was full of, hey, here's this game, and this is what it is. But there was no talk really around, like, console exclusive. Like, we got into this muddy mess of world premiere, world exclusive world premiere, console exclusive, exclusive console premiere. Like, all these weird, weird, weird things that were said. And then we started the press conference with, there's 50 games we're going to show today, 18 are exclusive, 15 world premieres. Boom, boom, boom. Immediately, you mentally think, oh, okay. We're going to go right into it, and we're going to see big, big name exclusives. And really what it was a lot of cool first premieres, I guess, or world premieres to their point. But overall, it was kind of like, okay, well, what else? What's coming out this year?
A lot of the exclusives that they mentioned were existing games that they just were, you know, talking about, you know, expansions to or DLCs to, which is awkward. But, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. It was strange.
You mentioning, of course, you're mentioning Sea of Thieves and PUBG, of course.
Yeah, specifically those.
And Cuphead, right?
Cuphead, yeah. Cuphead got DLC. But I think the Cuphead DLC wasn't necessarily known, and I think that people are more or less hungry for that, if you will.
I'm pretty sure Sea of Thieves. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they also announced, Crackdown 3 as a world premiere, which I guess it was world premiere, like, over the trailer.
I mean, but they showed gameplay to Crackdown last year, I think, so I don't...
Oh, so yeah, I don't know why they mentioned world premiere for that.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that was more of a world premiere of the state that the game is in right this second, because it's just been freshly delayed till February.
Shady marketing, that's what that is.
Yeah, it's well, unfortunately, I think that Microsoft's in this weird spot where they're grasping at straws at this point, because they need the exclusives, they need the games, and, you know, they brought a lot to the stage, but I don't know. I don't know if it was enough, in my opinion.
I think what we're seeing right now is Don Matrix, the previous people who were over Xbox, it's the result of their mistakes. So, I mean, games, I guess, are taking a long time to develop, and, yeah, I mean, there's just not anything that's coming out this year except a Forza game, so.
Who'd you just mention? And what were their mistakes? Because I'm not very up on my Xbox, and I'm sure that some listeners...
Matrick, like, was the former Phil Spencer, the Xbox, like the head of Xbox. And then he went to... Who did he go to, Paul? Was it?
Don Matrick went to work on Farmville with... what's the name of the company that does Farmville? Zynga. That's the one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yikes. So...
Okay.
There's... It's a rocky territory, because Phil Spencer, the guy that ran the show more or less, is new to being head of Xbox, and he's changed a lot. Like, one of the big first things that was on the table was the Xbox One X. It's like, it's the most powerful system in the world, console, of course, and this is what the fans want. And now, have we seen sales figures or anything like that to really prove that, yeah, there are people out there besides Logan that actually want to spend $500 and buy this system? You know, I don't know. I don't know if we've seen any of that. So it's tough, though. I think it's a tough territory. I mean, why don't we do this? Let's go down from top to bottom, from the opening minute to the last second, and run through it. We can kind of give our, I guess, what our perspectives are on each of these, what we thought, and then kind of talk about it as a whole, and, you know, where does Microsoft go from here on out? So
sounds good. Let's do it.
Yeah, so, of course, opening the show was Halo Infinite, and that was the world premiere. Obviously, that's in Xbox's camp themselves. That's their game, right? So, teaser trailer was shown. I thought it looked really great. I think that it's good, but like I said before, if you show a trailer and it looks good, and you don't say what the hell it is or anything, you just say, okay, yeah, it's Master Chief's next big adventure. That's great, but throw something on. Tell me it's not coming out for 2 more years.
Like, what is the adventure? There was no real explanation of what, because obviously it's not a main core franchise installment, you know, otherwise that would be Halo 6. So it's something different, but what is it? I don't know.
I don't know if I agree. I wouldn't
be surprised if it was. It could be Halo 6, like Halo 4. What was it? Was it Guardian or Halo 5?
Halo 5 Guardians.
Halo 5 Guardians. Yeah. Halo 6 Infinite. Like, I don't. I mean, I guess it could be. Who knows?
I don't know.
Nobody.
Because yeah. They didn't. I think it's. They showed some, I think it's definitely. Yeah. Go ahead.
They showed. Not even like. Was it a Spartan that was on the trailer? Or.
Yeah.
And I mean, what, they played some music? Like, we have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah, I would definitely say that this is a new main core game. But then again, who knows? Because then, not to jump ahead, but like, Phil Spencer mentioned the next Xbox. Like, what?
Yeah. Like, did he?
I missed that. Yeah, at the very end, he was like, he did this whole dissertation at the end of like, yeah, we're going to continue pushing. We've got everything lined up to do the best we can and this and that. We'll keep delivering. You know, the teams are working on, you know, the latest and greatest and even what's next for Xbox.
Game streaming is what they were talking about.
No. If you look, it was like a faded, like it was like a silhouette of a box almost, like what looked like an Xbox.
Really? Yeah, he said they're hardworking on the next Xbox, which... I think based on what they're doing now, I think it'll be like the X. It'll be the new X. You know, I think that all the games will still work for the original Xbox, and then they'll just look better. I mean, I think that's where they're going with all of that. But
another. All right, X, we'll get into that.
Yeah,
we'll get into that. Let's keep going. Ori and the Will of the Wisps, exclusive once again, sequel to Ori and the Blind Forest, announced last E3. Now they're saying it's coming 2019. New trailer around it. I thought this one looked great as well. What did you guys think?
I'm disappointed that it's an exclusive for Xbox, because I remember the original one was on Wii U and also Switch. Uh-huh. Is it on Switch? Was it not on Wii U?
No.
I'm thinking of Steam. Sorry.
Yeah.
Steam.
It was exclusive to... Was it on PC or just Xbox?
It's on PC.
It was on Xbox and PC, yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Never mind. I'm an idiot. I was thinking of something else.
Yeah, it was on Wii U. It was called... nothing, because there was nothing on Wii U, so it was either a sports game or...
You know what I confused it with? Yeah, I confused it with Trine.
Oh.
Remember that game?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was on Wii U, I think. Whatever. Anyways, go on. Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Looks great. I'm a fake fan. What can I say?
I'm here. It's fine. You can only mask it for so long. We got to get you an Xbox, and we got to give you your Game Pass now. We all bought 6 month trials of or 6 month subscriptions to Game Pass. So, Ahmed's gonna go out and buy an Xbox for $2 and catch up on all these games.
Can't wait.
Fun fact: Ori and the Blind Forest. I actually got really far in that game, and then somehow my save data got corrupted. So I said, "F this," and never played it again. So,
this seems to be. Running trend.
It seems to be a running theme at this point. But Logan, did you beat Ori and the Blind Forest?
No, I played probably 2 hours of it, and then I didn't ever play it again. So, yeah. I mean, it was good. I don't know.
Very pretty game.
Yeah.
Very pretty game, and I mean, it looked good. From Software's new game, Shadows Die Twice, Sekiro? Shadows Sekiro? Die Twice?
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was the world premiere. I thought that looked interesting as well. I don't know if it's a game I'd play, because I'm sure it's going to be impossible. So, but
what is From Software done in the past?
They're the Souls people, right? Or am I mixing it up? Yeah, they're Dark Souls and Bloodborne.
Okay. So
they did Bloodborne, Dark Souls, and Dark Souls 3. Yeah. Yep. So it's going to be it'll be a tough one, I'm sure.
Yes.
Do either one of you ever play any of the Dark Souls games?
I played Demon Souls on PS3. That's it, though. Is that even related?
Who knows?
It's funny you ask that, because I've never known what the relationship was. Because I know that Dark Souls came out after Demon's Souls. Demon's Souls.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Demon's Souls is exclusive to PS3. And then people have always been like clamoring for a sequel. Let's find out.
I think it's.
Go ahead, say what you're going to say while I look it up.
I think Dark Souls was a spiritual successor to Demon's Souls. I'm pretty sure.
I think you are right. I think you're right. Yeah, because Demon's Souls was made by Atlas. And yeah, and then obviously Bloodborne was published by Sony. It's a first party game, and then
is it safe to say
from Software and Bandai Namco?
Is it safe to say we will probably not ever play this game?
That is a very accurate. And speaking of more games that we'll never play, Fallout 76 was shown.
I love Fallout; it's so good.
See, you can tell us all about Fallout then.
I mean, I wanted to like Fallout 4, and it was fine, but I think I had just come off of playing Skyrim for a very long time, and it felt very similar to Skyrim, just like a different environment.
Yeah.
So I was just like, all right, this is a lot, and I don't have time to get into this like I got into Skyrim, but
I played
76 looks great, I guess.
I played the heck out of Fallout 3, and I beat that game and all the DLC and everything. Fallout 4 came out, I put 30-something hours into it probably, and then I fell off. I don't think it had the same feel. It wasn't as new and fresh as Fallout 3. I think it was fun. It lacked some of the depth, maybe, or something. I don't know. But I don't even know what is Fallout 76? Is it another?
Oh, here's another great example.
Sorry, what's a great example? What?
Another great example right here. Fallout 76. What the hell is it? They said it was a prequel. So They said it was four times the size.
I'm assuming it's just another main big installment. I don't think it's anything like different.
No, because right before E3, during the fall, like when they initially announced Fallout 76, they said it was going to be like a survival game.
That was the rumor. I don't think they ever officially said that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, I didn't realize they didn't officially say that. Okay, I thought they did.
Just another RPG like the other ones are.
I think
based in Virginia this time.
We will find out all of this information tonight at the Bethesda conference, is my guess.
Mm.
Yeah, that's probably a good call.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It did look really good, though, I think.
It did look interesting. It's four times the size of Fallout 4, and then, and then Fallout 4 was announced for Game Pass today. So, that's pretty cool.
I don't even know if four times the size of Fallout 4 is even appealing to me, because Fallout 4 was so big, and I never even saw everything in that game. I mean...
Yeah, it's like, it's too big.
Right.
I think that they probably are able to multiply the size of some of these environments, and it's like, oh, it's four times the size. It's like, that's great, but I'm never going to get edge to edge, and they probably can like skimp on some of the areas because they know you're never going to go over there.
Yep.
So right. I don't know, maybe not. But then following that up was The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit, which was this weird, like Life is Strange universe game where, I don't know. It's free on June 26th. And
it's probably like first chapter is free, and then you have to buy the next chapters, like Life of Strange was.
I bet.
It's funny you say that, because as I'm sitting here, I got Wario64 tweeted out, Captain Spirit announced trailer. This standalone adventure that will also give you a glimpse into what the brand new story and character of Life is Strange 2 will be, but only if you're clever enough to piece the clues together. And I was like, that's weird. So... I don't know.
Who beat Life is Strange?
It looks cutesy.
I didn't.
I played a little bit of chapter one, and I think I got to like chapter two or three on PC. It was interesting. I liked it, but it was also very stressful because it's like you'd like water a plant. And it's like, are you sure you want to do this? You can rewind this decision. And I'm like, what do you mean? I don't know.
Then it stressed you out.
It does.
You stop playing it.
Exactly. But
no,
it was fun. Okay, I'd be interested in a game in that universe. I don't know. The game itself, Captain Spirit, looks interesting. It's like a coming of age kind of story, and you know I'm a sucker for those.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. But and then the next, exclusive trailer that they had was for Crackdown 3, as we talked about, and said it was a world premiere. So I was okay, whatever. I mean, I think it looks very Crackdown-y. I don't think that it's necessarily going to appeal to this wide audience. There was all this talk. I think we talked about it even last time. Where it's now been delayed to February. There was rumor going around that Microsoft wants this game to be something like a Gears or a Halo would be. And I don't know if that's going to happen. Yeah, I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
I feel like... I don't even know what to compare it to. I feel like Crackdown is their, like... I don't know, Need for Speed, kind of like whatever.
I think there's a huge fan base for Crackdown. Like, I've played both the first and the second game. The second game wasn't great. I beat both of the games, but I think they're trying to make sure that this game isn't completely god-awful so they can continue it and keep it as one of their first-party titles like Halo or Gears. I don't think it'll ever be on that level, but I think that's probably their goal, maybe. I don't...
Yeah. It'll be right there with, like, Viva Pinata.
I mean, there's a huge fan base for Viva Pinata, but, I mean, yeah.
No, I know. I've never played Viva Pinata before. That was kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke. But, yeah, no, I know that there's a fan base for Crackdown. I know that you like the Crackdown games a lot. So, I mean, hey, you know what? Hopefully it's good, and hopefully it's fun. I mean, it comes out in February, so it's going to be in the onslaughtering of February games at this point.
That was a poor decision, yeah, to come out against everything in February of next year, against Anthem. That's...
Yeah. Anthem, Days Gone, and I always forget one of them. What was it?
Anthem, Days Gone, Metro.
Oh, yeah. Metro is going to be launching the same day as Days Gone. That's not too smart.
Kingdom Hearts, right?
Kingdom Hearts, January 29th.
Oh, was it? Oh.
Close enough.
Yeah, it's close.
But speaking of Metro and Kingdom Hearts, those are coming up soon. But Near Automata is what I always thought it was called. It might be Near Automata. I don't know. But that's coming to Xbox on June 26th, if memory serves me correct. And that was actually leaked out not really leaked out. Square Enix put a press release up about it. So, you know, they obviously jumped the gun and announced it too soon. Took it down very quickly after that. So, whatever. And moving into Metro, we were talking about Metro. February 22nd release date, right up against Days Gone and head-to-head with, like, Anthem and whatever else decides to come out in February. So,
yeah, I don't know.
Played the Metro games?
I played the first one. I
played both of them, yeah.
Are they good?
They're good. I haven't beat either of them, but I think they're fine. Yeah, they're solid.
I like them because they're kind of, like, they have that horror aspect, and I like horror games in general. But the trailer for Exodus didn't really look anything like the original ones, besides, like, it was in the same, like, sort of grim dystopian setting, but it wasn't, like, necessarily a horror game or what looked like a horror game. I don't know, it just looked like
what they showed last year looked more horror game-esque than what they showed this year, so I'm not sure what direction they're headed with it.
Yeah, who knows, we'll see when it comes out. But yeah, I mean, those games were never, like, incredible. They were just like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I always thought they're more highly regarded than what I would think that they are, and I know that they're always on sale. I mean, always. Like, it's every sale they're in it.
Got $5? That's the reason that I have them, is because it was like $10 on Steam for both of them, and I was like, all
right. Yeah, the Metro Redux collection or whatever. But exactly. Yeah. So, but speaking of games that I am extremely excited for, Kingdom Hearts 3 had a new trailer debut on the Xbox stage. So, yeah. First time on Xbox. There's never been a Kingdom Hearts game launched on Xbox, but Kingdom Hearts 3 will be releasing on Xbox January 29th. New trailer, of course, showing the new Frozen world, which I don't know how it's taken so long for this to happen, but it finally did. And, I'm shocked, seeing Elsa. Elsa, Olaf, I don't know if Sven was in the trailer, but Kristoff was in the trailer. So the animation, I mean, just the game looks so real. It's ridiculous. But it looked awesome. And then they went through and showed the Wreck-It Ralph summon. And they also showed a new, like, it almost looked like the what do you call it? The Whitewater Rapid, like the Rapid Ride.
Cali River Rapids?
Vehicle. Yeah, but I guess the raft is the best way to say
raft
it.
Raft is the word, yeah, boat.
Because we've seen a few other ones, like a train and some other stuff that kind of pay homage to the parks and some of the rides there. So
homage?
Pretty cool. Homage. I just wanted to say your name, homage. So
stupid.
Homage. I feel like I put my hand in the air, homage. But yeah, so pretty cool stuff. Really exciting. Tangled, they showed Rapunzel in action. I thought that was really great. I'm really excited for this game.
Yeah, the animation looked really great. It basically looked like straight out of a movie. It was good.
I meant to. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Neither one of you play Kingdom Hearts, right?
Exactly, yeah. This one looks cool, though. Like, I want to play it.
Yeah.
Absolute piece of trash. You better play this one now.
Shut up. Go away.
Good.
Anyways.
Go play them.
Speaking of things that we're going to play, Sea of Thieves.
They came up once again, console exclusive, blah, 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 and they announced two DLC packs. I don't think there's anything more to say about this. The Cursed Sails and the Forsaken Sands, July and September. So, more power to them.
I've got a really strong opinion on this one. I think they should
negative
just...
Positive.
I mean, negative, I guess. I think they should just stop making anything for this game and just, like, make something else.
Dang.
And just what?
Make
just
something else. Yeah, give up on it. Let's do something else. Because Rare's really talented, right? But I don't want to play Sea of Thieves ever. Like, it's not a good game.
Yeah, talk about wasting
concept,
talent.
It sounds like so much fun, but...
Well, we've never played it. I mean, I know I haven't played it. Yeah, I haven't played it. Ahmed hasn't played it. Logan, you've played it, right?
I played, like, the beta or the alpha, and it's pretty much, I mean, it's the same thing as that, so...
I was going to say you've played the current game, then. That's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... I don't know. Maybe if you have a group of four people and you're just really bored and you want to find something to do, then... I guess, but
yeah, we'll have to give it a shot and try it. I mean, yeah. We all have Game Pass now. I have it downloaded, so we'll have to give it a shot and see how terrible it is. But yeah. And then yeah, whatever. Who cares? The DLC packs though, that does me no good.
Is that
whatever.
Free with Game Pass, or do you have to pay for those?
I was thinking about that. I don't know. That's a good question. It should be free. It should be free for anybody who bought the DLC goddamn game.
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know. I bet you they'll probably try to get some money out of it. But this game's dropping like a rock everywhere. I saw it for, like, I think it was $35 or $30 on Amazon today or yesterday. Yeah, so.
I remember half the entire Microsoft booth at E3 last year was dedicated to Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, yep. Sea of Thieves and Crackdown. Look where we are today. Crackdown's still not out, and Sea of Thieves is a bomb. then we went into, what else? Battlefield 5. They showed a trailer. That's great. Whatever. EA showed some of it yesterday, right?
Did they?
That was a Logan question.
What?
I didn't watch EA. I said, did they show Battlefield yesterday?
Heck, did they show it? They showed a. I don't. I think they showed a trailer. Maybe I don't remember. It was such a bad conference yesterday. I don't.
Whatever. Battlefield 5 looks interesting.
Yesterday, garbage.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah. what would you grade the EA conference again, Logan?
I'd say that's probably an F minus minus minus. It was really bad.
So, all right, we'll keep moving on down. Forza Horizon 4 officially announced, another homage to Walmart Canada and their leaks. So, you know, Walmart Canada said Forza Horizon 5. They were close enough, and they said, you know, it's Forza Horizon 4. Obviously an exclusive, dynamic seasons in a shared open world. Takes place in Britain, and leaves fell into the audience as they were talking about dynamic seasons. And this one launches... Cute. I thought it was interesting. Cute, maybe. And this one's going to launch October 2nd, 2018, meaning this is probably Microsoft's only game that they have this year.
It'll be on Game Pass, so I will absolutely be playing it. I love Forza Horizon.
It's good. Logan, you're a big fan too, right?
Yeah, I think it's a solid game. I mean, Forza Horizon 3, 2, they were both good. I think it'll be a good game. I wish this one was in Japan, like rumors were.
Yeah,
but
Britain seems kind of boring, but whatever. Yeah.
Tokyo Drift, the game.
That's all I want. I love Tokyo Drift.
I think that's what everybody wanted.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And then speaking of, I guess, Microsoft Studios and what they're working on and everything they've got under the tent, Phil Spencer got on stage and started announcing these acquisitions and formations of a new studio. So the new studio, of course, being the Santa Monica studio called The Initiative, taking existing franchises and really working with them to create these great games. So hopefully that, you know, does something. Then they talked about the acquisition of the following four, the following four companies.
Studios.
So say developers, studios, yeah.
Yeah.
Undead Labs, of course, they're responsible for State of Decay. Playground Games, which they're responsible for all the Forza Horizon games, and so now it's all in-house. And then he did slip in a comment about working on a new addition to an existing series, a legendary series, I think he actually said. And mentioned open world and stuff, so obviously all signs point to Fable there, especially with the rumors around that.
I feel like you heard him wrong, and I want to say that he said they're bringing their legendary talent for open world or something. I don't know.
I don't remember exactly.
I don't remember where he placed the legendary comment, but I mean, it's possible that they're working on Fable. But
did he not say something about a hero?
I will fact check myself.
I thought he said something
about a who?
I thought he said something about a hero. Maybe I'm crazy.
I will fact check myself for both of you fools.
Well, while you're checking, they also acquired Ninja Theory, who are responsible for Hellblade and the, I guess, the latest sort of reboot DMC Devil May Cry game. And finally, Compulsion Games, who are responsible for We Happy Few, which has yet to be released, but will still apparently be published by Gearbox as opposed to being published by Microsoft. And then follow up with that, they talked about We Happy Few, showed a little trailer for it, and it looks interesting, to say the least. I don't really know what it is. Logan, you mentioned it's an online.
I think it's like an online survival game. It's in a game preview right now. And I mean, I played it for probably 10 minutes, and that's
fair.
You know, that's all I want to play of that, unless it dramatically changes. I mean, it looks a lot like BioShock, which I love that, yeah. But I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, that'll be coming out officially August 10th. So I guess when that happens, then we'll be able to make our judgments as necessary.
No, we won't, because we're not going to play it. Don't lie to yourself.
I think all of these are good acquisitions. I'm just. Compulsion seems a little like contrast. I don't think anybody really remembers that game, and We Happy Few, I don't think anybody will remember that game. I mean,
damn, coming with the savagery. All right,
stop that right now. Don't you dare even pull those HQ lines.
I love HQ trivia anyways. It's one of my favorite games.
Ninja Theory is huge though, that they acquired that. I think that's really big.
Yeah. Paul, did you ever come up with, did you fact check what your boy Jeff, not Jeff, what's his name, Phil? Phil Spencer came up with?
Yes, Jeff Spencer. I'm not going to lie. I am currently watching a video to try to see what he said. Right. And finding this footage is excessive. You can keep going down the list here. Logan, you can talk a little about PUBG. You probably played it the most out of all of us.
So PUBG was the next thing, so.
So I think we're all really confused about what was going on with PUBG. Is this PUBG 1.0 that's like the PC version, or is this something like, from that trailer, I don't really know what it was.
Yeah, I mean, they were like exclusive, and then there was like PUBG, you know, and then it said, I think it said August, but then they didn't, like, what's happening in August? What is it? I don't understand.
It said console launch exclusive. What's that mean? Does that mean PS4 is getting it too, or... I mean, because the 1.0 version is already out on PC, so I don't know what's going on with that game.
Nobody knows.
I mean, they fixed that game a lot since it went into game preview, and it plays, I think, pretty good now, at least on the 1X. So I don't know.
I tried it on regular Xbox, I guess.
Yeah, you played it when you were over here one day.
Yeah, and I mean, it was interesting. It definitely wasn't as polished as Fortnite. Was right. And I could see why Fortnite's much more popular as of now, but who knows? Maybe one day I'll buy a PC.
It's, I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, yeah, whatever. I think that PUBG at this point is almost borderline irrelevant. I don't know.
I don't know if it's irrelevant. I mean,
among the gamer community, I wouldn't say it's irrelevant, but among the general population, it's like, I don't know. Everyone knows Fortnite. No one knows necessarily what PUBG is.
I mean, they did last year though, right? When how many millions of users were actively playing that on Steam? Like, it was breaking records and stuff.
It was something crazy.
I mean, I haven't heard any of that recently, but I mean, it definitely is slowing down as more battle royale games come out.
I don't know. We'll see if they're able to pull themselves from the ashes, so to speak.
Like a phoenix rise from the ashes?
Like a phoenix, basically.
The next game anime, the video game. Actually, no, anime 0.5. So, Tales of Vesperia, Definitive Edition was announced, world premiere. This is pretty big. Tales of Vesperia was very popular when it first released. And then just as an update, just a little while ago, a tweet came out officially announcing the game with the trailer and everything. And Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Switch, and Steam were all actually referenced in the tweet. So very interesting to see if this comes to Switch. That'd be pretty cool. I don't think either of you share any real emotion towards this game either. So
nope.
The Division 2 trailer came out to kind of go through that. You know, I know, Logan, I think you've had some time with The Division. You like The Division a lot, so...
Yeah,
from what I got in DC, I don't know. I played a little bit of Division as well, and I don't think it looked too different from the original, which is not a bad thing. I mean, the original like gameplay was fine. I don't think there was anything necessarily that needs to be updated or changed.
It was a lot like the original Division reveal trailer when they revealed it a few years ago. I thought this one looked a little bit more open, maybe. It was very grassy and foresty, which is the complete opposite of the first game. But I don't know. I think that it, I think this will probably be pretty good. They've learned a lot from the first game, because when that game launched, it was a bit more of a mess, especially like in game. And they
oh my god, I remember you had to like literally wait in an actual line to like get your missions, because it was like open world. It was literally a line simulator.
Yeah, was, and then the PvP was, you know, everybody was frustrated about that because you would just go in there and die. But I think they fixed a lot of that. I haven't played it since it came out, but I did beat it. I put like 50 hours into it. But I don't know. I think this will be good. It looked really neat.
Yeah, looks interesting. So after Division 2 announcement, they jumped into some... They brought up one of their engineers and talked about Xbox Game Pass updates. They mentioned something called Fast Start, which apparently you'll be able to start playing your games 2 times faster. I don't know how... She mentioned some, you know, buzzwords. She was like, machine learning. And everyone's like, oh, wow, okay.
She was so nervous. That poor woman.
She was. She was clenching her fists so tight. But then she announced that the Division, the first Division, Elder Scrolls Online and Fallout 4 are available today on Xbox Game Pass, as well as reconfirming, I guess, that the Master Chief Collection is coming out later this year. And then they followed that up with a compilation of games that we don't know nor seems like anyone really cares about.
Those are all ID at Xbox games. They Xbox went through a whole...
Online or whatever. Not online.
And some of those games were Xbox Game Store. Pass, right? They were... Not all of them, just a few
of
them.
Not all of them.
No, there's only a couple. There weren't very many at all, but it was an ID at Xbox. So yeah, I did go back and confirm. He did say... They're bringing their open world expertise to a brand new project, and he said we're excited to talk about it at a later date. With all the rumors pointing to Playground working on Fable before they were even acquired, I think that we can safely say that it's a pretty good chance that that's going to be the case.
They must have nothing going on this. If it is a Fable game, like they would have shown something, right? I mean,
no, yeah, I think that they acquired them and said, "Hey, we want you guys to work on this," and it's gotta be, that's where it started.
Is 2020 or out? Yeah, it's got to be long.
Yeah, this could even be next Xbox, next box, if you will.
Next box.
Anyways, I guess we can kind of run through the rest here pretty quickly. Yeah. Shadow of the Tomb Raider, we saw another trailer for it. Whoops, got really close to the mic there. Shadow of the Tomb Raider, another trailer for it. Looks great. Session, this is a world premiere trailer for the skateboarding game. I thought it was going to be Skate 4, and everyone got all excited. And then it was Session, which is apparently a kickstarted game. The MMORPG, Black Desert, which is apparently exclusive, signed up for a beta, looked really strange, whatever.
whatever, dang.
Devil May Cry 5 trailer, I thought it was Resident Evil 2. A remake, I was wrong, it was Devil May Cry 5. Spring 2019, world premiere. Looked interesting. Then out of nowhere, Cuphead, the, quote, delicious last course, otherwise known as DLC, exclusive world premiere coming in 2019. Pretty cool stuff. Tunic was shown again, which is apparently revealed last E3. I didn't remember that. It was a top-down platformer.
I want to say it was revealed at, like, the PC show or something. Like, it wasn't at Microsoft's. Googled it. It was something smaller that it was revealed at. So not totally world premiere, but... Yeah, looks interesting. Top-down kind of platformer.
Yeah, so that's an Xbox One exclusive from what I understand. That's 2019. Yeah. Then we ran into the true anime, the video game, Jump Force, which was like a fighter around...
Crossover.
Dragon Ball Z characters, Death Note characters, One Note... One Piece, Naruto, and then I don't know, it's all the characters that I can identify, but I am not an anime expertise by any stretch of the imagination.
Yes,
coming down the home stretch here, I guess we'll just marathon through these real quick. Dying Light 2, world premiere, choices matter very heavily at night. They were talking about zombies coming out. That looked really cool, I thought.
Looked very different.
Did the zombies only come out at night? Are they not daytime?
They made it sound like stop. They made it sound like at night things change, and like you make decisions during the day, but then at night it all changes. Zombies come out. I don't know.
Neat.
Then out of left field, totally out of left field, they announced a new Battletoads game with not even a screenshot. It was literally like...
Just a logo.
Nothing. It was just the logo. And the exclusive world premieres of the Battletoads will return in 2019 and showed absolutely nothing else. Totally lost opportunity there, but whatever.
Has there been a Battletoads game since the NES?
Nintendo, yeah.
Like...
Somebody should call GameStop right now and see if you can pre-order it. Yep.
Hey, do you guys have Battletoads?
And they'll be like, in fact, we are.
I honestly thought this was... But yeah, it's like three-player couch co-op, which, I don't know. I was waiting for them to be like, haha, just kidding. But
hey, this is another game that we didn't see any screenshots or anything on, too, so...
Yeah, nothing. This was just like, oh yeah, we're working on a new Battletoads game, and they threw up like three bullet points, like 4K, 2.5D, blah, 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 and then whatever, moved on to the next one. Then moved on to Just Cause 4, the best kept secret in the past couple weeks. Obviously, that leaked out as well, December 4th, 2018. Looks like a Just Cause game. They mentioned, they got up there and mentioned something about, right around the time they were talking about doing a new, or working on the next Xbox, they were talking about Microsoft AI, and actually working on technology to get console-quality video games on any device, anywhere. So that was kind of interesting, just a little tidbit of what they're working on. Then
hold on, I've got one thing on the game streaming. This actually mirrored what EA announced yesterday with Origin, EA or something, Origin Access.
Premier Access,
which was like, what, $100 a year in game streaming?
Yep.
So they're doing the same thing that...
On PC.
Yeah, on PC only. So they're doing the same thing that they're doing with game streaming, which is interesting, I think. But
yeah, that is interesting. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. It's interesting.
What happened to On Live though?
On Live. Oh, never forget. So yikes. Then I think that we started taking a turn for the worse here, where out of nowhere, like there's a Gears logo comes on screen.
Everyone's
and
cheering,
we're like, here it is. Gears 5's coming, and nope, pop figures start walking around. So Gears Pop
people
was announced.
Were silent.
Yeah,
like they were the exclusive world. So loud, and they were like, "Oh."
The exclusive world premiere for Gears Pop coming in 2019, a mobile game for iOS and Android. Then Rod Ferguson came out, of course, introduced Gears Tactics to us as a PC exclusive turn-based strategy game. Looked pretty cool. And then Gears 5 was formally officially, however you want to say it. Not so much just from Walmart Canada. This was formally announced. It looked really great. I mean, the Gears franchise is pretty awesome. So the game looked amazing. And that's going to be a 2019 title as well. Cyberpunk 2077 was the last kind of stinger because Phil Spencer was wrapping up. Then the screen all kind of, you know, whatever. They did this little stint and showed a trailer for Cyberpunk 2077, which is really cool. Of course, it's coming from CD Projekt Red, the makers of The Witcher 3. And then Ahmed was even saying that he was kind of looking this up. It was adapted from a tabletop game called Cyberpunk 2020. So no release date given, but the gameplay looked really good. Graphics looked insane.
Looked really, really cool. It was all in-game engine rendering, so it was not just cutscene. It was really cool.
Very high expectations for this game, as The Witcher 3 is very high regarded, and CD Projekt Red is a well-known studio at this point.
Yes.
It was not an exclusive, though. It was just a world
premiere. Not an exclusive. Yeah, that was just a world premiere. No exclusive. So a couple things. We pulled a list from NeoGAF that someone had compiled of all the exclusives. Actually, the username was... I'll pull it up, actually, so we make sure we're giving credit where credit is due. But Typharis on NeoGAF came up with a running list of exclusives. So we've got Halo Infinite, Ori and the Will of the Wisp, Crackdown 3, Sea of Thieves DLC, Forza Horizon 4, the PUBG update, the couple of indies that we missed in the trailer, they missed as well. Black Desert, Cuphead and the Delicious Last Course, Tunic, Battletoads, and then the Gears 3 game trifecta, Gears Pop, Gears Tactics, and Gears 5. Gears Tactics was only announced for PC, just a point to note there.
Yeah.
So overall, I think it was a very strong conference in some ways, but also very weak in others. I think that announcing a Halo and a Gears of War game in the same conference was a very bold move, but I don't think that they showed anything for this year, which... Like, if I were going out and buying a Christmas present, say I were to buy an Xbox One X, it worries me that we're talking about the next Xbox already, where it won't necessarily matter as much. You know, you start talking about the next console, you get cold feet buying these things. But I think that overall, Gears and Halo, those two games that were announced today in particular, could close out the life cycle of the Xbox One as we know it.
Maybe.
I think you're crazy.
I don't think
Logan's just mad that he just spent $500 on an outdated console.
I really don't think that there's. I don't think there's gonna be a next Xbox. Like I don't. I think that eventually the Xbox One will be phased out, and then after that the One S. I mean, it's. But I think that they will continuously be supported. Like I don't see it being an Xbox Two. Like I don't.
Yeah. Xbox One Two.
So if they,
I don't know how much powerful you can make like a 1X. Like the 1X is so powerful that where do you really go from there without capping the ceiling at like $600 or $700?
I mean, in 4 years, maybe you'll be able to have a machine that does 4K 60 with, you know, better. I don't know.
With
settings on it.
I also think the future. I think the future is streaming. As much as I like was so,
which
is
yeah,
like. You know, when I was younger, I was so hesitant to accept that idea because I like holding my games in my hand. People, just like people like holding their books in their hand. And then everyone has a Kindle now. And, you know, I love my Kindle. So, I don't know. I think streaming is the next way. Or, I don't know. It's the way of the future. And I think, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think there's going to be a next Xbox necessarily. Maybe the next Xbox experience, which is, you know, being able to stream it everywhere. But... who knows? I don't know. Conference-wise, was this a good conference? Sure. I don't know. It's middle of the ground for me. Nothing really excited me, but it wasn't necessarily disappointing, I guess. I don't know.
Either I think one. That had a lot of this stuff not leaked out, like had Gears 5 not leaked out or Forza, once again, not leaked out through like the Walmart Canada thing, which obviously gained some steam once like Rage 2 was announced, Just Cause 4 was leaked out, a new Assassin's Creed was leaked out. It was like, oh shit, maybe they're onto something. This looks to be legit. At that point, it was all but announced for Forza and Gears of War.
Even so, though, even if I didn't know about them beforehand, I wouldn't have been like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, I don't know.
Personally, yeah.
Yeah.
I just think that they pulled out all the guns that they have. I don't know what else they have to stand on. Yeah, could you do like a new Perfect Dark or whatever? No, the team's too busy working on goddamn Sea of Thieves.
They did all they could, which is fine. I don't know.
It wasn't enough. It's not enough. I mean, you like
but
you
there's
look,
nothing
but
more that they could have done.
Like, exactly. To Logan, to Logan's point, I think that they just can't pump out games fast enough right now, and that they're in this like maturing phase where they've acquired the studios, they've got teams working on stuff. In maybe one or two more years, like next year's all lined up now. By the time E3 comes around next year, they'll be talking about games for that year, which is a lot of what we've talked about, and then some for 2020. But as you roll into 2020, I think you're going to start seeing more of these heavy hitters. It's just that Sony kind of has the leg up, but at this rate, calling it, I think Nintendo specifically is going to kill it, we'll see.
Yeah, I agree with you all both. I think it was middle of the road. Like, I mean, if you ask somebody, well, why should you buy an Xbox One X this year? And you say for first party, that's definitely not it. It's for third party games because they run better than any other console. But if you have a PC, I mean, you can already play all of first party games and all third party games, and it'll run better than the X. If that's what you're into, but there's,
that's where I stand.
Yeah, there's nothing this year that is going to sell you on an Xbox. But maybe they don't really care about that. Maybe they just want you to buy games on their platform. But if people
it's Xbox or Windows
or Windows Store, yeah. But people are going to buy games on Steam, not on Windows Store, unless it's an exclusive. But then they got you
like
there.
I have to get Horizon, Forza Horizon on Windows. I can't get it on Steam, which sucks, but whatever.
Yeah, but that's the only exclusive they have, so that's the only reason, you know, that...
Sea of Thieves is also not on Steam when we play that.
Yeah,
no,
right.
I don't know.
They're investing in the future, so, I mean, they have to have massive announcements next year in first party.
Yeah, I think that at this rate, we're not going to see crazy... I mean, you'll probably see some crazy Black Friday deals on Xboxes again for like the third year in a row now, but I don't think that there's really going to be like an Xbox versus PlayStation. I think PlayStation is above and beyond, so far ahead in the race, if you want to call it a race still to this day. But I think they're so far ahead at this point, there's no catching up. Like, Microsoft needs to focus on what you said, Logan, investing in the future and looking ahead at what they can do for the next go-around. So, whatever that looks like, however that looks like. But, yeah, overall, I'd say it was good. I mean, it was good, but it was the best they could do. And I think that came out swinging, and they did a good job in that regard.
I definitely did like that it was just, you know, trailer after trailer after trailer. I think that was – they didn't waste any time. There wasn't any, you know, filler necessarily. It was genuinely just pure content, which was good.
I would say that all of the Twitter people coming out last night and today being like, oh, we've got all of these games, these premieres, and all this stuff didn't really help them. I think that it got people's expectations too high, and I think that they may have been let down based on that. But
I would agree with that. I think that there's a lot of hype last night too. It was like, oh, whoa, if what I'm hearing is true, then, you know,
game buckle changing, in. Right? Yeah, I mean, nothing about that was game changing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were happy to hear like first looks at a lot of these games that are highly anticipated. So, which is fine. I mean, that's good. But I want to know why I should own an Xbox. I want to know why I should invest in the Xbox ecosystem. And what games are you going to give me exclusively there that I can't get anywhere else? And, you know, I got my Halo, I got my Gears, not too fond. I don't care as much about Forza. And, you know, Battletoads and these other things. So I think it was good overall, but it's not enough.
Game Pass needed a larger focus, in my opinion, too. I don't think there's three games that are coming out to it available today. That's it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But overall, I think it wasn't bad. It definitely wasn't terrible. Could have gone a lot worse. They could have not announced the Halo, and then people are like, "Oh, well, we knew about Gears 5 and Forza already." So,
right.
That definitely could have been bad. But, any final remarks from either one of you?
Yeah, I think we summed it up pretty good.
I'm excited for Sony and Nintendo tomorrow and next day. So.
Yeah, so Sony's tomorrow, 9 p.m. That'll be a late one for us to record after, but we'll see what happens.
We'll do it. It's fine.
But yeah, we'll definitely go into it, and we will talk to you all soon, but happy E3. It's officially upon us. One down, two more to go, and then, of course, a couple other ones that don't really matter, in my opinion. But Logan will give us the rundown of what Bethesda talks about tonight.
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm excited.
All right, great. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. And until then, we'll talk to you in about 24 plus hours.
All right.
Happy E3.
Happy E3.
Bye.